The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, you beautiful BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is Thursday, the 20th of June, 2019. All the best technology news has been happening. We'll get you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Move over, Bitcoin. Here comes Libra. I'm not so sure about the name either, but okay. Yes, Facebook has officially unveiled its digital currency, but they don't plan to launch it publicly until 2020. Don't you just love it when companies announce, hey, check it out, and then you can't use it? Facebook's only allowing users right now to sign up to be notified when they can get early access. Again, we don't know how early that will be. Could be early 2020, could be late 2019. Now, if you want to register for more information about Libra, and of course when it will be available, you'll have to visit Facebook's website for Calibra. That's that newly formed subsidiary of the company created, yep, just for this service. There you'll see an option to enter your email address, and then you'll get notified when everything's going live. And probably among other things, too. You might want to read the small print. You know, it is Facebook after all. Amazon has launched a new version of its Kindle Oasis. What makes this one extra special from the others? Well, it allows you to change color temperature on the display. Woohoo! I don't know if it's more woohoo, it's more like, okay. In any case, it'll allow you to adjust how warm the color tone will be. You know, warmer, less harsh light, you know, so it's a little easier on your eyes, particularly in those nighttime hours. You can also do a schedule too with that warmer tone display. That way it knows when sunrise and sunset happens. Of course, on top of this, the new Kindle Oasis also has the new e-ink technology for fast page turns. Plus, it has some waterproofing. No, I did not say waterproof. Proofing. So don't take this thing underneath the water. And there's also Bluetooth support for Audible audiobooks. As far as pricing goes, $250 for the 8-gig model or $280 for 32 gigabytes. Yeah, that's kind of a no-brainer. Does make you wonder why the 8-gig model's even there. If it's tickling your reading fancy, it will be out come July 24th. But pre-orders, yep, they're starting right now. And finally, geotagging on Twitter. Yeah, it's really a thing. I don't think many people knew that. I didn't even know it. So now that you know about it, forget you know it. Yeah, Twitter's going to stop it now. Why, you ask? Well, because people didn't know about it. Yeah, apparently, at least according to Twitter, there wasn't enough demand for the feature. Now, you're still going to be able to tag a precise location in your photographs, but that's as far as it's going to go. The actual tweet from the official Twitter account, I mean, come on, your Twitter, where else would you announce this, states that most people don't use their precise location in tweets. So we're removing this ability to simplify your tweeting experience. Well, thanks, Twitter, for removing something that we didn't use. How about adding something we've been requesting for I don't know how long? An edit button. Yeah, there you go. Talk about simplifying. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website. You can get subscribed to our podcast over there and so much more. Also, give us a like on Facebook, too, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join our community at our BTN Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Friday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you're having a great Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.